Time now for solving the world's problems, and we have New Zealand Herald's senior writer Simon Wilson back. He's been dealing with the issue of vacant shops on Auckland's Queen Street. He wrote a column on the issue this week asking the question about why the landlords were able to leave the shops untenanted. Many readers think they have the answer. Simon is with me now. Simon, kia ora. Welcome to the program.
Kia ora, Wallace.
That's a bit of you, isn't it? New order?
Pretty good news, okay? Yeah.
To your column, I read it. Why do landlords leave shops on empty street? It was a bit of a challenge, a bit of a throwdown, starting with there are 38 empty shops on Queen Street. Firstly, I want to ask you, what sort of feedback did you get to this column?
Well, let's say an awful lot. A lot of people are very happy the column was written, and a lot of people also pretty angry about it. One of the big things that many people have said is, come on, landlords aren't leaving the shops empty. Why would they do that? They get money from rental when they can, so obviously it's not them choosing to do it, which is actually a myth. There are some landlords who are trying to fill their shops, but there are a couple of reasons why many of the landlords on Queen Street do leave the shops empty. One of them is that some of them are absentee landlords. They're not interested in the hassle of having tenants. They are interested in the redevelopment site of potential of the site at some point in the future. So leaving it empty is fine for them. They don't care about what's happening on Queen Street. They just know that they've got a property asset there that they can make some money out of at some point. So that's one of the reasons. But another more important reason is that for many buildings, commercial buildings, value is tied to rental return. You calculate how much rental return you can get in a year, and that tells you how much the building ought to be worth. If you drop the rents because you can't find tenants at the rents you want, then that has the potential to lower the value, the paper value of the building itself. If you have peppercorn rentals, in order to ensure there are tenants there, then that lowers the value further. So you can see immediately that the way the market works undermines the potential for the quality of the street. Because the market is not putting tenants into the buildings, because there are many landlords who are too afraid of lowering the value of their capital.
Hey, just as a side note, and just going back to the Link 3, by the way, because a lot of people are texting, and it was the link was Bernard Sumner was the band member that linked those three songs. So, of course, no, he wasn't obviously the vocalist of that song, Love Will Tear Us Apart. Back to this, though, and as a person who frequents the CBD every day, the Auckland CBD every day, one can't help wondering, Simon Wilson, really, about where this Golden Mile is going. Because don't want to be a downer, but it looks woeful.
So my argument is that we now have a crisis on our hands. Crisis is an overused word these days. But, I counted 38 empty shops on Queen Street, and that's just below Wellesley Street. That's just in the kind of built-up commercial area. There are more further up, and there are more in the arcades. And it really is a problem, because once you get a sort of critical mass of empty shops, even more turn up. People don't want to come and lease those shops, and that's clearly what's happening. So what I've proposed is that it's not good enough for landlords to be saying, we can't do anything about this, we're looking for tenants, those that are, and we just can't find them. Because, of course, if you're a shopkeeper, if you're a retailer, why would you want to go and work, open up on Queen Street at this point? It's a difficult place. So there needs to be a kind of whole-of-street response. The council has a responsibility. The police definitely have responsibilities in terms of public safety. A whole lot of people have responsibilities. But when it comes right down to it, unless there are open shops, people aren't going to want to go into that street. Why would they go there? So the landlords have to learn how to work together to make that happen. Because what's been happening in Auckland is that for years now, it predates COVID, it predates the new landscaping of Queen Street, is that a lot of the tenants who were on Queen Street have moved to other places. The landlords of Queen Street have watched their tenants go to Commercial Bay, the big new development there, go to Britomart, And the extraordinary thing is that a lot of people say, if only we could have the cars back in Queen Street, shoppers would return, shops would return. In fact, Commercial Bay and Britomart are largely pedestrian areas. They are the city's leading urban redesigned centres, and they are the most commercially successful centres in the city now.
Let's just recap that, because we'll get a bit of response from this. So you're saying that the most successful at the moment are the ones that focus on pedestrians, and that is Commercial Bay and Britomart?
Absolutely right. If you think about it in terms of shopping, you know, nobody in a car can shop. You have to be on your feet to walk into the shop. I mean, I know that sounds sort of obvious, but it's the literal truth of it. Yeah. And if you think about suburban shopping malls, people drive to them, but they don't park outside the shop. They park in a car park somewhere and walk to the shop, and so often they have to walk quite a distance. If you think about Britomart, Commercial Bay, places like that, people might or might not drive to town. They might use public transport or a bike or whatever, but they don't park outside the shop. The idea that you have to park outside the shop in order to shop there is an idea that relates to... It's like thinking that Auckland's like Taihe. Well, you know,
Simon,
it isn't. It's a small-town idea being applied to a big city, and it simply isn't true.
I just want to raise the other issue, though, because, you know... I talk about this quite a bit with friends who want to go for a meal downtown, who want to go and see a film. And you talk to shop owners as well, and it just keeps coming up. For goodness sake, I can't drive downtown to go and see a show. For goodness sake, I need to be able to park my car in close proximity to where I need to shop. Not outside the shop, but I need to get there by car. Here you are saying on afternoons, it's not true. Who do I believe?
Well, in Auckland at the moment, you can park close to wherever you're going in the central city. There are car park buildings for that purpose, and there are car parks on the street around the place too. It's an argument for another day whether all of that should remain.
Yeah.
But the central issue that you need to be able to park, if you can't park close, then you're not going to do it. Just simply, if you think about Kay Road, Karangahape Road in Auckland, for example, which is full of restaurants and bars and cafes. Almost nobody can park on Karangahape Road. There are very few parks left there. But those bars and restaurants are doing a really good trade now because the environment of the street is friendly to their customers. And that's how it works. It's simply how it works.
Are you saying that the heart of the city has dropped the ball?
Absolutely. I'm just appalled that landlords, the business association, everybody involved has simply watched the tenants move away, the shopkeepers move away, and done nothing to bring them back, and is complaining now that the government's attitude to business and the council's attitude to the street is stopping anything happening. I mean, these people, landlords in Queen Street, many of them are among the wealthiest people in this country. Now, they have the resources to fix this problem if they want to do it. And in the column I wrote on Tuesday, I put together 18 proposals for them. And the first one was, why don't they as a group go around the city to the other shopping areas and say to all the shops that they would like to be on Queen Street, come and do a pop-up here. Come and do a pop-up with your colleagues. Now, we'll bribe you if we have to, but come and let's have a whole venture that says we're going to bring great shops back into Queen Street. Yeah,
that's interesting, Simon. It's so interesting. Yeah. Now, can I also ask you, because we haven't got too much time, does it also come down to the role and the, responsivity of various business associations? Because what I do know is that every, whether it be the Monreal Business Association, the Blockhouse Bay Business Association, for example, okay, not without its faults, but if you go to the Blockhouse Bay area, guess what? No empty shops. Yeah. It's quite extraordinary. They keep it clean, keep it sharp, a nice mix of heritage, fairly contemporary, could do better in that space. But I've often wondered, and I actually emailed them, what do you do to make sure that there's no empty shops?
No, you're absolutely right. And there are some things that the heart of the city, which is the Central City Business Association, is doing at the moment. There's quite possibly at this very moment, there's a band playing down on the 4th Street little park that they've developed there, you know, that kind of thing. It needs to be supersized. And if you think about, you're absolutely right to mention those local business associations. If you go back 10, 15 years, Parnell was dying.
Ponsonby yes.
Ponsonby, when we can't just let this happen. We can't just die. We're Ponsonby. So they developed a whole commercial strategy to bring people back to that strip. And a key part of it was they had market days, which meant that the shops put some of their wares out on the footpath and sold that way and created a whole kind of festive atmosphere on Saturdays. And it worked for them. There is a fear in Queen Street among many businesses that if they do that, they'll just turn Queen Street into another K Road, and they're terrified of that.
Simon?
If it was K Road, it would be fantastic. But the market day also allows quality shops to survive, as Constantly has proved.
Really interesting, and really interesting columns. So, kia ora, thanks for being with us on Afternoons to discuss it. That's Simon Wilson there. What do you think about that? What solution do you have for our Golden Mile? Text me 2101.